doing interviews all day with like, not quite sure.
Hello, I'm Louise. From Hello, Louise. So lovely to meet you.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
So who are we talking about?
So we're
Vectus Radio.
We're Vectus Radio. We're a local community radio station run by volunteers, and we have a charity training school attached that helps young people to build confidence through communication and script writing.
Excellent.
And all of that sort of thing. So,
and we won the ARIA for Best Community Radio Station of the Year this year.
Congratulations.
So we're doing something right.
Excellent.
So, yes. So lovely to see you both again. You obviously enjoyed last year, so you've come back.
Yes.
We love this festival. It's got such a special feel, and what we love is all the age groups and so much different music. It's very unpredictable and very broad, and we love that, and the audiences are just great.
And the audience loved you. I mean, I was in the Big Top and it just gradually filled up.
Yes.
And you could hear people walking by and sort of say, oh, what's that? Come in. What I was loving, the set was all songs that meant something to both of you, either because you've played on them or, you know, your own music, which was so lovely to hear again. How did you choose from such a huge choice?
Well, you're right. It is difficult because we got a repertoire of almost 40 songs and we had to fit into an hour, which is always challenging. But we think about the audience before we think about us, and we know what the crowd pleasers are. Obviously, It's a Mystery, I Want to Be Free. Heroes?
What I most enjoyed today was actually the audience really going for your songs. It's a Mystery. It was so heartening to see them joining in and singing along. That was stunning for me.
And we played our new single, which was
very
lovely to do.
Yeah.
And you could just feel the audience change in a very positive way.
Yeah.
By the time we hit the chorus, you could just sense they were into it. And that was really satisfying.
Because I guess there's always a little bit of a risk. You're known for so much of the, you know, your background music, the history, but a new song and how it's going to be received.
We're playing crowd pleasers.
Yeah.
So to do a new song can be quite a surprise and sometimes quite challenging, and it worked. I think Roses in Chains is a beautiful song, and it's got a great hook in the chorus, and we hooked them in.
You did.
A lovely energy when that happens, isn't it?
It is really special. That's what festivals are like.
And where do you get your energy from?
You're talking about energy.
I'm in awe. You know, you're just such an inspiration.
Well, thank you. It's Terra.
Okay, the nervous energy.
Well, today, definitely nervous energy because of the hay fever and just not knowing how my voice was going to behave. And I think it was quite miraculous, considering this morning I couldn't even speak. But I'm grateful, really grateful.
This morning, my wife had no voice whatsoever.
Well, thank you for turning up. Robert, I have a question for you. It occurred to me while watching your band, who are all immaculately turned out, as you always are, how do you audition musicians? Because, I mean, the pressure to come and audition for someone like yourself.
Oh, it was very easy. It's Toya's band.
Okay.
I joined them. I had to audition for them.
Oh, I see.
2 years ago, I put the band together, specifically knowing Robert was coming into the band a year later. And I knew that they had to be up to a really world stage standard. So it wasn't hard at all. You know, we just got the best.
For a young guitar player to be told that they're going to share the stage with you, wow.
I have to practice to keep up with Manolo and that.
Okay.
It's not the other way at all. They are way ahead of me.
The lovely thing is Manolo Polidario is about 20 years younger than both of us. And more?
I reckon he's probably about 35 years younger than me at least.
And what's lovely about him is he definitely brings youthful energy into the band, but he can outplay all of us, and he can sing, and he's got such musicality, and that for us, Toya and Robert, brings us up to par as well.
It's that
very
challenge
exciting.
All
it's
the time
challenge.
To keep up with
absolutely.
That vibrancy.
You could. The joy just radiated off the stage. It honestly really was so joyful to watch, to see you enjoy that. I saw you back in 1982 at the Lyceum on the Strand.
And that would have been surely with Psychedelic Furs in 1980.
Around that time, I saw a lot of gigs in the 80s, but
I remember
seeing you, and you know, you were one of the first female singers.
Did you get locked in for the night?
No, I wasn't very
did that
long. I had to go home. But,
are you sure it wasn't Drury Lane?
might have been.
Okay.
But I definitely saw you early 80s, yeah. And just the energy is the same, I have to say.
Well, that's me.
Yeah.
And talking about youth and energy, you've got an incredible YouTube presence now.
Yeah.
120 million viewers.
Oh,
is that
132
right?
million.
Oh, it's gone up
yeah,
now.
It's going up all the time, which is quite remarkable because we didn't expect that. You would expect it to plateau, but it's just going up and up and up.
And it's a way to engage, because young people, that's how they consume music, that's how they find out about what's going on in the world. So for you to get involved in that and to make it work is really good.
I think part of why it works is, firstly, we do it, it's free. No one has to join or subscribe. They don't have to. But also, we know we're talking to people who are alone. And there's so many people in this world who are alone. And this is why we do it, is to connect with those, with that, you know, through the ether, through the airwaves. We're saying we see you and we're here. And it makes a huge difference.
It's more my wife's world than it is mine. But when lockdown kicked in, and on the street where we live, the fear was palpable.
Yeah.
And the messages we were getting from people banged up in studio flats in high rises, their mother was in hospital. I mean,
yeah,
T was very, it was cruel.
Yeah.
And T was very insistent. She said, look, when times are hard, we have to keep people's spirits up. It's the role of entertainers to give people support. And Toya was very insistent about this.
And you did, my family, we had a regular Sunday date with you.
Really?
We were there. Both my daughters were introduced to your music at that time. So
oh, that's wonderful.
So thank you. So you said you don't know a lot of young people, but I think it's safe to say they know you.
Yeah, they know
good.
You very
thank
well.
You. Perfect world.
Can I just, this is a really random question, but can I just ask about the shopping trolley? Because on Facebook the other week, you unveiled for your birthday a new shopping trolley.
Okay.
And I was absolutely fascinated
by this. My mother bought Robert a shopping trolley. It must have been about 2010. And the wheels kept dropping off.
Repeatedly. Every time I took it out, one wheel would fall off. But the last time I took it out, just before the new one, both wheels dropped off.
Oh, no.
So we live on a high street,
what's
so it's very public when this happens. So I just had this inspiration that for Robert's last birthday, the 16th of May, I got him a designer wheelie.
Yeah, it's amazing to look at, isn't it? It's something to behold.
Well, it works. It works.
Well, and you work and you're incredible. So thank you very much for giving us
thank
the time
you.
Today and giving everyone so much pleasure.
Same time, same place next year?
Thank you, Vectors.
Yes,
thank you, Vectors.
Bless you both.
Thank you.
Thank
see you.
You
again.
We've got a sheet.